So you remember last week, Joseph, he was sold by his brothers to some people. Do you remember the name of the people? Good lad, Noah. Do you know you've got more brains than that lot? Because half of them have forgotten it. He sold them to the Ishmaelites. And if you remember on the screen, they had to come from Dothan away up here, all the way down and round till they came to Heliopolis. You didn't remember that word. I nearly forgot it myself. But when they traveled, how far did they have to travel? Do you remember? Well done, Michael. Well done. So they had to travel 560 miles. And as they got to Egypt, Joseph is now a slave. He's not free. He can't go and do what he wants. He hasn't got his fancy coat. He can't just get on his father's donkey and go to see his brothers. He's a slave. He has to do what he's told. The Ishmaelites brought him to Egypt and they brought him to the slave market where he would be sold. And when he was sold to a man called Potiphar. Potiphar. Well, say that a few times, okay? Potiphar. Do you remember that name, Lily? Potiphar. Joseph was a good slave. He did everything he was told. And God was with Joseph. No matter what Joseph had to do, whether it was cleaning his master's shoes, whether it was making the beds, whether it was cleaning the dishes, didn't matter. God was with Joseph. And God gave Joseph success. And even though Joseph was a slave, God hadn't forgotten him or left him. God never leaves his children. We read that earlier on. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. God is always with his children. Joseph was good at everything he did. He was very good because God was with him and God helped him to do everything to the best of his ability. Whether it was cleaning his master's shoes or even counting barrels, it didn't matter. Joseph did his best to please God. Joseph got more responsibility. Because he did all the little things, he got more responsibility. And Potiphar saw that God was with Joseph. And he gave Joseph a promotion. He put Joseph in charge of everything in his house. Doesn't matter what it was. He was like the household manager. He was the second in command to Potiphar. He told the other slaves what to do, what their duties were. He was in charge of his master's, Potiphar's business. Even all his money, he could count, hold it and count it and keep it. And everything he did, Potiphar trusted him because God was with him. Joseph knew God was with him. And everything he did it to please God. God will do the same for you. He sees everything. He knows everything you do. He's always with us. He sees when you're polite or when you're nasty. He sees when you're helpful or lazy. He sees if you're doing your best or if you just say, it doesn't matter. Just remember, God is always with you. One day, Joseph got into trouble. Now, it wasn't his fault. It was this woman's fault. This is Potiphar's wife. And Potiphar's wife had been watching him and watching him do all the work around the house. And she noticed that he was big and strong and very handsome, just like me. What are you laughing at now? But the problem was, Potiphar's wife began to fall in love with Joseph. She fancied him. One day she said to him, Joseph, hold me. Kiss me, Joseph. Joseph was shocked. He was a bit afraid. His master had trusted him. And he said to Potiphar's wife, you're my master's wife. He trusts me with everything, but I'm not allowed to touch you. That would be a sin against God. And Joseph didn't want to break God's law.
He trusted God to help him, and God was with Joseph, even in that situation when he was tempted to do wrong. Joseph knew he couldn't kiss Potiphar's wife because God would know about it. God knows everything about us. It doesn't matter where we are or what we do or even what we think or what we say. God knows everything. Not just the good things, but the bad things too. Joseph knew it was wrong to do what Potiphar's wife wanted him to do. So he trusted God and he said no. But Potiphar's wife kept asking him every day. She'd find some excuse to get him and talk to him and say, "Please, Joseph, come with me. Hold me." And Joseph always put God first and did what was right and good. Then one day, when all the other servants were outside working, Joseph had to go back into the house. And when she went into the house, Potiphar's wife saw him and she had grabbed him. And she threw her arms around him and said, "Why won't you love me, Joseph? Hold me. Kiss me." And she practically begged him. And Joseph struggled to get out of her arms. But when he got out of her arms, he ran out of the house. And when he ran out of the house, he left his cloak behind in her hands. She had a hold of it. Potiphar's wife was embarrassed. She thought he would do what she told her. But she was embarrassed when he ran away and left her. But she had the cloak. And she got angry. And she said, shouted out, "Help! Help me! Help!" And all the other servants come in from outside and come into the house to see what was wrong. And she told them, "That Joseph, he tried to kiss me. He tried to hold me and kiss me." What did she just do? She told a lie. She told a lie, Lily. Joseph didn't grab her. She grabbed him. She tried to kiss him, but she told a lie. Later on that day, when Potiphar came home, Potiphar was just sitting around, and she came into the house and she said, "Look, look, look what that servant of yours did. He tried to kiss me and I've got his cloak to prove it." Potiphar was really angry. He was so angry. This man that he trusted, this man that he had promoted, this man that he thought God was with him all the time, and now that he had let him down. When Joseph came in, Potiphar grabbed him. And he said, "Right, you're going to jail." And he had him taken to jail. Even though he didn't do anything wrong. But God was with Joseph. God knew that even though he was punished for something he didn't do, God was with him. That reminds me of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you remember about people who break God's law? Every single person in the world who's ever born has broken God's law, except the Lord Jesus. Every one of them deserves God's punishment. And every time they break God's law, they're adding to what they should be punished. Doesn't matter what the law is. Potiphar's wife told lies. Could be being jealous. It could be disobeying your parents. God says, if you break any of my laws, you shall be punished. And the punishment is separation from God. Sent away from God. That means that when you die, you'll never ever be in heaven where God is. The wonderful thing is, God knew you would never be able to keep any of his laws all of the time. So God sent the Son, the Lord Jesus. And when the Lord Jesus was born, it was God becoming a man. As he grew up, he had no sin. He never broke even one of God's laws. He was perfect. But Jesus wasn't put in jail because people told lies on him. He was crucified on a cross. Those wicked men in that day, they tried to get rid of Jesus and they told lies about him. Just like Potiphar's wife told lies about Joseph. He wasn't crucified for his sins. He had no sins. He was crucified for you. That was God's plan. Even before he made the world, God had a plan that the Lord Jesus would take your punishment for the sins that you did. But he said, God said, if you tell God you're sorry for breaking his law, if you thank Jesus for taking your punishment, if you ask Jesus to be your Savior, and God will forgive you all of those sins and take them all away. Joseph didn't do anything wrong, but he was put in jail. A special jail. It was the king's jail. It was different from all the other ordinary robbers and thieves. He was put into the king's jail. But God was with him. And Joseph trusted God. Even in jail, everything Joseph did was to please God. Soon, the jailer began to realize how good was. He began, how good Joseph was. He began to give him more important jobs. He did the little things. He would maybe brush the floor, but he would give him more important jobs. Maybe he got to give the prisoner their food, because the jailer realized Joseph wouldn't eat their food. When he did all that well, the jailer gave him more and more responsibility, just like Potiphar did, because he trusted him. And again, like Potiphar, it was because God was with him. One day, two special prisoners come into the jail. One was the king's butler. Now, the butler's job was to pour out the king's wine. He also had to taste it. He poured out a little drop and tasted it in front of the king. And if anybody had put poison in it, who was going to die? The butler would die, yeah? But if there was poison in it and the butler took it, the king wouldn't eat, drink it. So the king knew it was safe. But every time the butler took a drop of that wine and it was fine, the king trusted him all the more. The second one was the king's baker. Now the king's baker's job was to make special bread and cakes for the king, some special pies. He would take them from the king's kitchen, and he'd take them up to the king's table, where he would lay them before the king, all specially laid out. But something happened, and the two men were in trouble. And they were put into the same jail as Joseph. And Joseph was put in charge of them. And God was with Joseph. He had been thrown into a pit by his brothers. They sold him as a slave to the Ishmaelites. And God was with him and brought him to Egypt. He was put into this prison where the king's butler and the king's baker came, and Joseph was told to look after them. Even though he hadn't done anything wrong, God was with him, even in jail. Joseph trusted God. And even everything he did it to please God, even in jail. God arranged for him to take care of these two special prisoners. One day in the jail, the butler and the baker were very sad. When Joseph came in that morning, he saw them sitting there with big long faces. He said to them, "Why are you two sad?" And they said to him, "We have both had dreams, but we don't understand what the dreams mean." And Joseph said, "God can help you understand. Tell me your dream and God will tell me the meaning." So the butler told him what his dream was. He saw three branches with grapes on them. Big, juicy, delicious grapes. And in the dream, the butler squeezed one of the bunches of the king's, of the grapes into the king's cup. And he took it to the king. And God was with Joseph. God said, God told Joseph what it meant. The three branches, Joseph said, are 3 days. And in 3 days from now, because you squeeze the grapes, it means you will get your job back. The butler was very pleased, of course. He was going to get free in 3 days. He was going to live. He wasn't going to get killed. He thanked Joseph. But then Joseph made a very big mistake. He asked the butler to tell the king that I am innocent. I have done nothing wrong. I'm in here because of all the things that happened. And it's not my fault. I'm in here because I'm innocent. Because people told lies about me. And he said, ask the king if he will set me free. Instead of trusting God, Joseph put his trust in a man, not God. God was always with him. Joseph put his trust in a man, even though God was there beside him. Joseph should have asked God, but he didn't. He asked the butler to help him. He should have asked God, because God was always with him. When you've got problems, that's what you should do. You can pray. You can tell God all about it and ask him to help you. Of course, if you're sick or you're in pain, you go to your mommy and daddy and they'll help you get better. God will help them to get you better. But you should go to your mommy and daddy when you're sick or when you're in pain. But maybe one of the boys in school is picking on you, or one of the girls is just being cheeky all the time. You can talk to God about it. Or maybe one of your friends is sick and you're worried about them. You can talk to God and ask God to make your friends better. God is always with you, and you should trust him and not a man. That's what Joseph did. He was trusting in a man and not God. But when the baker heard the good news for the butler, the baker said, "In my dream, I had 3 baskets of special bread on my head. And as I was walking along the road, the birds came down and they started pecking at the bread, and the bread was destroyed." And again, God was with Joseph. God told Joseph what the baker's dream meant. But it wasn't good news for the baker. Joseph told him, "The 3 baskets are also 3 days, but you're going to die." Oh, the baker was even more sad now. He was going to die in 3 days. God was with Joseph. He was with him in everything he did, the small things, and now God had given him something very special to do. He told Joseph his word, and he had him tell it to other people, the good news and the bad news. Maybe that's what God wants you to do. Of course, at your age, you can't stand up here and preach. Other people can, but you're a bit too young yet. Perhaps in 20 years from now, you don't even know what 20 years is. 20 years from now, maybe you will be standing here. Matthew, Josh, Phil. 20 years ago, they didn't think they would be preaching, and God had it all planned that one day they would be preachers. Maybe that's what God has for you, I don't know. But even today, even at your age, you could be telling your friends. You could trust the Lord Jesus for your Savior, and then tell your friends in school all about the Lord Jesus. You could tell your aunties and your uncles, your grannies and grandas. You could tell your cousins. What about them? Have you told them about the Lord Jesus? Maybe one Sunday you're out in Sunday school and you hear something in Sunday school, you thought, that's good. Maybe you could tell your friends in school the next day what the Sunday school teacher told you. Do you know what happened 3 days after that baker was told the bad news? It was the king's birthday and he had a big party. Massive big party. All his princes and all his lords and ladies and everybody was special in the land came to the party. And after a while, the king remembered the butler and he shouted out, "Bring the butler to me!" And the word was sent. Somebody went and got the butler. And the jailer said to the butler, "The king wants you." I'm sure the butler was really afraid. "The king wants me? Oh no." So he went to the king. And when he went to the king said to him, "I've forgiven you for what you did. I'm going to set you free and you can have your job back." You see, God trusted Joseph. And Joseph trusted God. And God told Joseph what the butler was going to do. And it was true. Because God told him and Joseph trusted him. Well then, the king said, "Bring the baker to me." But it was a different tone of voice. He said, bring the butler to me. And then he said, bring the baker to me. And the baker was really afraid. God told Joseph the right meaning of the dreams, the butler's dream. And maybe the baker was hoping that Joseph was wrong with his dream, but he wasn't. And when he got to the king told him, you're going to die. And he told his servants to take him out and execute him. God's always right. God is always right. No matter what God says, it's right. Every time it's right. And God says he would, if you trust him, he will never leave you. And if he tells you something to tell somebody else, it's true and you can do that too. Do you remember when Joseph told the butler what the answer was going to be? What did he ask the butler to do? You know? Ask the king to set me free. He told him, tell him I'm innocent. Ask the king to set me free. Well, when the butler was set free, he was given back his job. And he went out and he poured the king's wine. He tasted it to make sure it wasn't poisoned. And then he poured it into the king's cup. And the king thought he was wonderful. And the butler got his job back. But the problem was, he completely forgot all about Joseph. And Joseph was left in jail. Maybe if he had trusted God and not the man, God would have set him free. But Joseph trusted a man. And that proves you can't always trust men or women. But you can always trust God, because God is always with you and you can trust him for everything. First of all, you can trust him to take away your sins. If you've never asked the Lord Jesus to be your Savior before, you could do it even today. You've broken God's laws. You've even told me. You tell lies. You told me that you're sneaky at times. You told me you don't obey your parents all the time. So they're all sins and you know it. And by the way, it's not just you two. Everybody else in here is the same. But if you ask the Lord Jesus to take away your sin, he comes in, takes away your sin, and he forgives you. Secondly, when you've got problems, thank you, Phil. When you've got problems, you can talk to God about it. Doesn't matter what the problem is, God can take care of all your problems. Just don't depend on man to do it. And thirdly, when you do the little things, you can trust God to help you. Like tidying up your room when your mommy asks you. Doing your homework on time. Do you ever do your homework at the last minute? Or when... it's hard for you to do that, Noah, when your mommy's a teacher. Suppose she's on your back all the time, is she? Get your homework done. Is that right? She's doing the right thing, though. But when you go up to your room to do your homework, you mess about for 5 or 10 minutes, don't you? You just don't do it straight away. Don't forget, God keeps his promises. God will give you important things to do when you do the little things. What about you adults? Have you all asked the Lord Jesus to be your Savior? Have you come to Christ and asked for forgiveness? Have you come to Christ and confessed your sin and realizing that you need to be saved, come to Christ and say sorry? It doesn't take that much. It's perhaps one of the hardest things to do, but it's so simple. Come this morning, just like I'm saying to Noah and Lily, come this morning. Don't leave it too late. Secondly, you adults, call out to the Lord. Talk to God. Tell him your problems. Doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter what size the problem is. It doesn't matter where it's a little problem that's so big for me, or a big problem that's little for me. Doesn't matter the size of your problem, you come to the Lord. Tell it, say it again, and I'm going to keep saying it. He's right here at your elbow, and all you have to do is lean on him. And thirdly, trust God to do the little things, and he will give you bigger things to do. But that doesn't give you a license not to do the little things. It's in case he does give you something big to do. We should always be looking for a little bit more to serve the Lord. And when we do the little things, he sees that he can trust us when we trust him. But remember, when he does give you something big and you haven't done the little things, you won't be able to do the big things. And he can't trust you. You have to do the little things as well as the big things. God was with Joseph. He's with you all the time. And he will take care of you just as he did with Joseph. We're going to sing our last song.